Imagine yourself standing in front of an imposing royal palace at Memphis, Egypt's ancient capital. Before you is a gateway almost 36 feet high. It is decorated with fine limestone relief panels, three on each side in vertical order, and three smaller ones in a horizontal sequence on the lintel. The fragments displayed here were once part of one of these panels. In all of the carvings on the gate, the pharaoh celebrated a ritual. The ruler in question was most probably King Apries, one of the last kings of the 26th dynasty. In each of the gateway reliefs, the king's figure towered over his attendants, as it does here, and the depiction of ritual paraphernalia was kept to a minimum. On our relief, the king celebrates what the text calls the Feast of the White Hippopotamus, but there is no prominent image of a hippo, and there never was one. Only a hieroglyphic sign in the inscription depicted the focus of the ritual. That particular part of the panel, originally located in front of the king, is now in Brussels, Belgium. It's true that the king does not look like he's about to slay a large animal. Rather, he stands in a dignified, upright pose. This is appropriate, however, if we remember that we are seeing a ritualization of a prehistoric performance, not a depiction of the performance itself. Stylistically, the relief shows a strong influence from Old Kingdom art. It's possible that the artist even copied parts of a work from that time. The sturdy proportions of the pharaoh's smaller attendants, the elaborate pectoral of the man in the upper right corner, and the way he holds his staff in front of his body all date back to the earlier era. The composition's hierarchical character also recalls the art of the Old Kingdom. The art of King Apries' time is famous for its archaizing tendencies. Such features were especially fitting for the gateway to a royal palace because they proclaimed the venerable age of the institution of kingship.